Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for devotion. Oh, yes. So we begin with our hand on our heart, declaring that we are wholeheartedly willing to be devoted to love. We partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self as we take this holy breath of love and gratitude. So grateful and so thankful to dedicate and devote ourselves to the truth, setting ourselves free with the truth. And the truth is that we are born to love. We are born to be the perfect givers and receivers of love. And we rejoice to love and love and love again. To choose love from our heart, even when it's not easy, to choose to be kind, choose to remember to be grateful and thankful for the bounty of God's goodness that is being given to us. We are opening our hearts and minds to be devoted to allowing and receiving that bounty of God's goodness. We are devoting ourselves to seeing the perfection and the wholeness in our brothers and sisters. We are devoting ourselves to giving thanks for Mother Earth and all her bounty and all her goodness and all the beings of the earth and all their many blessings for us. We open ourselves to receive them. We devote ourselves to being receptive to the love that is streaming towards us all of the time. We devote ourselves to being available for the wisdom, the insight, the clarity that is always seeking us. We're devoting ourselves to opening our mind and opening our heart, relinquishing the resentments, the regrets, and surrendering any thoughts of lack and attack. We're simply not interested in that anymore. We're devoting ourselves to being loving, to being kind, to being patient, to being generous, to being thoughtful. No longer judging ourselves or anyone else, we're devoted to praising, to seeing the goodness, to seeing the glory of God in our life, moment by moment. And we rejoice that when we forget, we can remember. Ha ha! Yes, the glory of God is not forgotten. We are grateful and we are thankful to share the benefits of our devotion and our dedication, our commitment to love this day and every day. In gratitude we share. In gratitude we speak this word of prayer. We allow God's goodness to flow in our life by means of our devotion. Yes. Ever-increasing love. In gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen. You know, I love the sounds of the birds, and the birds are different everywhere I go. They sure are. Yes, they are. So the sun is rising over the mountain, glittering and glistening off of the Aegean Sea. And how about that Nick Davis? I just love him. He's so clear. Yeah, he's my brother. And I'm grateful to connect with him. Really, really grateful. And as you might imagine, I'm totally pumped for the homework class today. Yes. This is one of my favorite topics, so I'm very excited to share on it. It's going to be at 10 o'clock my time in Greece. Wow. I'm not a night owl, but I'm doing the best I can with the schedule. So I'm grateful and thankful to have you join me. Of course, if you can't be with me live at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK, then of course you can get the replay and you'll have 48 hours to listen to that replay. So livingacourseofmiracles.com, we've got two free classes for you this week, and our topic is don't give up before the miracle. Develop that dedication and devotion. And this is something that Nick and I know a lot about. And I'm grateful for that. Yeah, so grateful. All right. Anything else? I don't know. I think that's it for today. Except, of Course, you know that I love you. I appreciate you, and I really do thank God for you every day. Thanks for being my prayer partner.